Welcome to Real Talk. This is Donovan Simon. Today on Real Talk, we're going to talk about leadership. That's our topic today, leadership. It's a natural part of our existence. There's always somebody who steps out to lead the group, lead the community. And as our societies have grown, this has become an even bigger part of our existence with the formations of government and councils, different levels of government as well, right? And, you know, we can't help but look around and question sometimes the quality of the leadership that we see. But there has to be a deeper analysis of it, right? And that's what Real Talk wants to dive into. There's leadership at the community level. There's leadership in specialized groups, you know, whether it's your soccer team, your hockey team, your community book reading club. There's always an element of leadership. Like I said, it's a natural part of our existence. There are many benefits that come with having good leaders. And of course, the opposite is also true. One of the things that we have seen in the last couple of weeks as the world deals with a pandemic is the impact of leadership, the impact of the type of leader, the style of a leader on how a community, how a country responds to a particular circumstance. There are some leaders that are very active and they participate in the process of not just creating the rules and executing them, but demonstrating how these rules are to be executed. There are others who tend to be only comfortable creating the rules and communicating these rules. And there are others who are autocratic. Some of them are oblivious. Some of them are slow in their response and unsure. What is true is all of these characteristics will filter down into how the followers respond to these leaders. They will either have positive impacts on the followership or negative impacts. And these impacts can lead to extreme circumstances like revolt and rebellion, non-compliance. It can also lead to, on the positive side, high levels of compliance, which leads to the desired outcome of the plan, the desired outcome that the leader had in mind from the outset. But of course, it starts with the leader. It starts with, and this doesn't mean just an individual. It could be a core group of people. It could be, a very small group. It could be a large group. But it doesn't matter. The fact is, people look up to leadership and people have expectations of leadership. And that's something that the leaders don't often acknowledge enough. The leaders don't often see how much expectation rides on them. And then they, you know, in some cases, lose sight of also of what's important. Now you can think about it, you know, like I'm originally Jamaican. Now I live in Canada. We're, you know, very close to the United States. And I've watched the behavior of the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau relative to the American President Donald Trump versus the Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness. You know, you've looked at situations in communist or socialist type countries. You look at what happens in a place like Russia with, you know, Vladimir Putin, or, you know, what we've seen. And as a Caribbean person, I can speak to the leadership of Fidel Castro over in Cuba. Different types of leaders, different approaches, right, which influence their people, influence their followers in different ways. Now, it's also important when we talk about leadership to challenge the followers, to challenge, you know, whoever is listening to this podcast on what do you do? How do you contribute to leadership, even if you're not the de facto leader? And one of the things, you know, we can start off by calling out is the need for participation. One of the ways that people contribute is by participating. This includes voting, this includes providing feedback. Without participation, leaders in some cases, not all, can become really oblivious to what the populace, what people, what the followers are truly thinking. So if you're listening to this, think about your role as it pertains to the leadership of whatever group you're a part of. How much do you participate? It's also important for the followers to challenge. And the challenge doesn't necessarily mean demonstration. It doesn't have to be in a negative way. It could be through just asking questions. It could be through analysis and adding another perspective to a particular circumstance. It could be as simple as sending in some feedback, right? Challenging the leader to acknowledge that there is a follower and that that follower has a perspective that should be acknowledged and should be considered as a part of the leadership equation. I think it's also important for followers to support. I think it's a critical part of the leadership equation to have support, and not just in a political way, right? The support can come from acknowledgement of good things, because in all fairness, I don't think every leader is doing only bad stuff or good stuff. So there has to be a way that the followers can support the leadership by acknowledging when they've done good things, right? Giving credit where credit is due. The last thing about leadership that I want to bring up on Real Talk today is it's important for you possibly to be a part of the leadership core. There are too many people with the skills, the capability, the experience, sitting on the fence, not being a part of the actual de facto leadership core. And that's something I challenge you with. If you sit on the fence, if you have all the skills, the training, the experience, right, that you do not bring to the leadership equation, then you are forced to settle with the leadership that you are provided. And the question for you as we check out today is that good enough? Is that something that you are willing to live with? As always, thanks for listening to Real Talk. We appreciate your feedback, your comments. We keep working to make this better because we want to address issues that affect us in direct ways here on Real Talk. So until next time, thanks for listening to this podcast. Stay safe. Donovan Simon checking out.